DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Jonah's back.
Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
Seriously, you leave the kids in charge of the studio for a week. It's just a mess. Mark Williams' hair gel, Jamie's crisp packets. Yes, after a fantastic and wonderful youth edition, the old boys are back here on the DufferBet Welsh Premier League, Weber and Jonah. It's been a week where we look back at El Gogico. Carmarthen's Lee Sermon joins us. We'll hear how important analytics are to the now winning Cardiff Met. And Matt Donnelly, the Airbus physio, is our castaway on Dugout Island discs. But first, what an El Gogico it was. A resurgent Rill beating Bangor. Here's goal scorer Toby Jones and Bangor's Ashley Young.
I think it's that passion and desire that's getting us results that we need. Teams are putting it on us, but we're dealing with it at the end of the day, and we're coming out with the points. I mean, I look at my back four, the lads in midfield, and especially the keeper. I thought he was outstanding for us tonight. I think he has been for us since he's come in. With that being said, I always feel comfortable that we're going to defend our goal, and we're always a threat going forward. So we have got goals in the team.
I think they played the three midfield and we went for a 4-4-2, and I think it caused a lot of problems. And then in the second half, I think we switched it up. Obviously, we went to a three in the midfield. I think when we did that, we matched them up much better. We was dominating the game. It just didn't go in the end. I think we had a couple of chances, which on another day would have gone in. Could have been a different result.
Well, my word, since we've been away, Rill have rallied, haven't they? And over 1,000 there for El Gogico on Tuesday night, the derby. These two teams, Jonah, I think they've got their mojo back, Rill and Bangor.
Oh, it's magnificent to see Mac for the DufferBet Welsh Premier League. You know, they both had, Rill had a couple of indifferent seasons, but it looks like the appointment of the young manager has just set them off like a firework. You know, the young kid have entered the place and done himself really proud so far. We still, you know, everybody did mention the 10-0, but perhaps it'll be the last time it'll be mentioned now, because it's firmly put to bed by their victory last night over the Citizens, who, by the way, have also started well. Great to see Rill and Bangor up and running, and for the over 1,000 people to watch the game. That is big news for this league. If we could just attract a few more fans to other games like this, it would be in a different stratosphere, this league. It's tremendous to see. Congratulations. Congratulations to Rill on their victory over Bangor. Before the game, I would have thought the Citizens would have won the game, but Toby Jones' goal after half time improves their record, and it's their fifth win in six games, and they now leapfrog Bangor into third place. Couldn't have believed it at the start of the season. If we'd have said that start of the season, you'd have said go down the doctors. But Leggy shouldn't be too despondent. If the Citizens make it into the top six in their first season, they're still a tough ask, you know. Like we said, chucking new players together, but that's also progress for his club. So, hey, good news at the moment for the Lilywhites and the Citizens. Great news up north.
Nobody should be upset about anything, despite the scoreline. I mean, the attendance brought a tear to my eye. That's what I mean about the mojo coming back. That was absolutely fantastic, that number. And it just proves to me, and again, yes, okay, Bangor lost, but Bangor have had some great results of late. And we're seeing two really strong North Walian teams now proving that they can battle. And, you know, okay, can they take on the TNSs? Perhaps not, but you'd put money down for either Rill or Bangor to be in Europe next season, wouldn't you?
Don't know, might be a bit too early. There's still a couple of the big boys lurking, you know. I think, not big boys, teams have improved over the last couple of years. Gap Connors Key, I think, would be my favourites to get up amongst their bank. Bala, I know you were going to say to me, mention Bala. They're only 4 or 5 points off, and they had a few injuries, but they got a strong squad. So I think, without putting too much pressure, you know, on Leggy and young Niall, I think if they were to finish 5th, 6th, that would be very adequate in their first full season in charge of Bangor and Rill.
but we haven't spoken about this on the podcast, but I know we've spoken about it privately, that if Bangor see themselves, I don't know, third or fourth come the split, because of the money that's gone into Bangor, you may argue that they might chuck a few more logs on the fire in January transfer window and go out there and get enough players to get them up to second or third.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think Torre's available, isn't he? He's not very happy at Manchester City. I'm sure if Leggy gives them a phone call, he might get them for centre midfield. But yeah, that could be a big difference if Bangor were to sign three or four players as good as the ones they've signed already in the Christmas transfer window. That could be the difference in them getting to Europe. So I have to agree with you there, Mark.
Now, Bala, despite losing to TNS twice, I think they are on some bit of a return to form. Here's Kieran Smith after the second defeat against TNS.
Everyone's looking forward to playing back home again. I mean, we've had pretty good records back home the last couple of years, so we can't wait to get there. I mean, we're training there tomorrow. Can't wait to look at the new pitch. And yeah, it's a new period in Bala. So yeah, we're looking forward to it massively.
Now, Jonah, Colin Caton will feel like he's leading his sheep into the promised land soon, because he'll actually be able to play a home game.
Yes, it's Friday night. They make their debut at Maesteg. You know, it's fantastic that, you know, that it's there. It's been a lot of hard work. And I was speaking, in fact, to Nigel Ackroyd, their chairman, last Saturday at TNS, and they're really looking forward to it now. But Bala will play their first home game, definitely, on Friday, the 23rd of September. Fantastic. Versus Bangor. So if Bangor were to bring 300 or 400 down, which I expect them to, it'll be brilliant. We were talking about Bala. Could they still make the third spot again, Mark? Right. I just think everybody apart from TNS are taking points off each other. So third, second, third, fourth spot is still available. One thing I think has been missing from Bala so far this season is Lee Hunt. I don't know whether they've got him back, whether he's back in their ranks or he's coming back in their ranks. But for me, he's a warrior up top, Mark. And they've just been lacking a little bit of physicality up top. I think if they get him back, they've got a strong squad. I wouldn't count them out of a European position as early as this.
And it was a draw between Llandudno and Connors Quay Nomads. And Andy Morrison feels that's a lost chance.
We're at home, you know, and I want to win them games. And, you know, you say you lay your foundations down in the first 20 minutes. And, you know, listen, we've absolutely dominated the first 20 minutes. Cross after cross, shots on, balls into the box, second balls. We passed them to death. But we need to score a goal when we're in there. You know, we need people to be responsible. And you know, I'm just disappointed in that, but we didn't make the most of it.
Well, you know, Llandudno are a team who finished above Gap Connors Quay last season. So, you know, they're a decent side. They haven't had the greatest of starts so far, but they've crept into the top six now. I know what Andy's like. Andy, he's up and at him. He wants to win every game. He might think it's a, you know, drop points, but at the end of the season, he might think it's a point gained. After eight games, you know, they're sitting pretty in second place with 16 points, still undefeated. Andy Morrison, I know his mindset, he'll still think he's on the tails of the new Saints and he'll challenge them all the way, which is a great mindset. But I just think they're edging towards favouritism, in my mind anyway, for second place now, because, you know, they got a good outfit, they're well run, they're really, really competitive, they're so hard to beat. And he said on one of his first interviews on Scurry at the start of the season, the team who concedes the least goals, and they don't concede many goals at all. So I see Gap Connors Quay as real, real serious challenges for second spot.
Well, we can't ignore TNS, and why should we? Absolutely not. Scoring for fun these days. And I suppose, Jonah, how do you solve a problem like TNS? Do you go what I call Vindaloo on them and try and score one more than them?
I don't think I'd do that, mate. I don't think I'd do that. You've got to have some guts to do that. But, you know, listen, everything, you know, the TNS management team will tell you, Mark, right, everything's rosy in the garden at the moment, right? But even the champions, right, will have a period when things will go against them. Yeah, at present they seem untouchable. Should we mention the invincible tag? I don't think so yet. It's a bit early to say the race for the number one spot. It most probably is over as early as now. Nobody, no Welsh Premier fan wants to say that. Mike Garris last Saturday didn't want to say that either, but the smart money will be on TNS winning the league again, no doubt. But it doesn't, football is not as easy as that. You know, everybody's talking about them being invincible. Now, mention the invincible tag when there's about two or three games to go, because there's a lot of teams below them, including Gap, Connors Quay and a few more, who will think they can take TNS if they perform on the day.
One interesting thing for me, which I haven't had a look at the statistics on, I'd love to know what the record goal difference is for winning a league, either for the Welsh Prem or actually the anywhere in the world. Because, let's face it, there's a bucket load of goals gone in there. They must be somewhere close to taking the world record for goal difference.
Mark, they're on fire. There's no doubt about it. Everybody talking about them. You know, people, even people I see, who you know, there are viewers who watch Scotland on a Saturday. You'll see in the week, you know, in the likes of Cardiff, in the market and places like that. And they mentioned to me the type of football they're playing. They really are now shifting the ball around like a top class outfit. And I think even you know, Joe Public in the street is starting to stand up and take notice now of how good they've improved to be.
And ABBA, well, they haven't had a great start, but they plucked a 5-0 from nowhere against a weakened Carmarthen side. Let's hear from Wayne Jones.
In all honesty, we travelled the first 7 weeks of the season. We travelled a round trip of 1,200 miles. And at this level, to travel that and obviously to try and achieve your maximum level, it takes its toll. You know, players, at the end of the day, it can physically as well as mentally take it out of you.
Jonah, quickly, your thoughts on ABBA. Yes, what a result that was against the Carmarthen side. To be fair, I know they're quite injury-ravaged and suspensions, and we hear from Lee Sermon in a second now, but, you know, you can't take 5 goals away from ABBA, can you?
Well, if you remember, Mac, the first podcast of the season, Matthew Bishop said his team would be the hardest team to predict this season, and it looks like he's right. A couple of bad results, you know, knives it out, a couple of people saying, you know, are ABBA going to be as good as they should be, this, that and the other. And then they go and produce, for me, definitely, the shock result of the season last night. You know, I know Carmarthen had a few injuries, but A's itself will tell you, right, nobody expected Aberystwyth to go to Richmond and win 5-0. That's a magnificent win for ABBA. They now go to Cardiff Met on Saturday evening and set up a wonderful game for us to watch on Scorio.
Well, one man who has to stop the TNS tide this weekend and will certainly have his thoughts about how the game went against Aberystwyth 24 hours ago is Carmarthen's Lee Sermon, and he joins me on the line now. Thanks for joining us on the podcast, Lee.
No problem, no props.
We'll start with what's happened. Aberystwyth, what's your analysis? I know the gaffer said that there were injuries and there, you know, you're not putting out your full strength team. What was your analysis on it?
It was disappointing night go round, to be honest. You know, it certainly wasn't expected. The performances we've put in of late have been very workmanlike. You know, everyone puts a shift in, and you know, we've been a bit unfortunate with the points we've accumulated, but you know, we've done well. And then coming into last night, it just came out of nowhere. And to be fair to Aberystwyth, they outfought us all over the park. They started on the front foot, and the biggest shame was that they went down to 10 men and they scored a further 3 goals. Now, I'll shoulder a large responsibility of that, being in charge, you know, as such, of the back four. But all over the park, defensively, we were just off the pace. And yeah, it was a disappointing night last night, yeah.
And bearing all of that in mind, you've got to play TNS on Saturday. Now, I've got a mate who's a West Wales builder, right? He's given me a good quote for you to brick up the goals each half to stop them scoring. Now, if you want to take advantage of it, I can sort it out.
To be honest, myself and his... there's another builder in the team, so whatever price he's given, we'd beat that. But on a serious level, at the end of the day, we've, you know, you've seen what they did to Real, and you're thinking, oh, Real can't be all that good. And then Real go and win, you know, maybe 3 or 4 games since, and it's not a like if TNS cricket score someone, it's not a true reflection of the side. So it's, you know, I'm not saying that we're going into Sunday thinking, oh God, you know, but it's a certain case of, we have to be sound defensively in every aspect of our shape, and every person has to put in a massive shift.
Still to come, the Davabet odds for the weekend, and a reminder that next week there's not one, not two, but 3 podcasts. Oh yeah, from me and Jonah. The regular WPL podcast is going to be accompanied by a special preview for the Nathaniel MG Cup featuring Wayne Jones, who knows a little bit about Haverford and Aberystwyth, doesn't he? They've drawn each other, of course. We're doing a special preview of the first round proper of the JD Welsh Cup as well. And there's going to be a chance to win a prize on that, I'm being told. Yes, yeah, very exciting. Now, Cardiff Met got their first win of the season last weekend, followed it up midweek as well. Much anticipated by some pundits, including the old man sitting next to me. Lots been made about their use of analytics at Cardiff Met. Let's hear more about that from them.
The school have got academic programmes within performance analysis, so we've got a lot of student analysts that work with the team. So my role is to help oversee, facilitate the analysis across just the first team into our second team and some of our youth team as well. So like I said, we've been undertaking performance analysis, so that's post-match analysis, and more specifically this season, some of the opposition stuff moving into games as well. So it is a sort of a part of the off-field process that the boys go through, and they're very familiar with it in terms of, you know, how we go about reviewing the game and things like that. So yeah, it's something that, you know, we've been doing for a while, so it's not new to the players this season at all. And I know that, you know, as well as on the field, they're investing time off the field to, you know, go through these bits and pieces, you know, and hopefully it will make that impact at some point during the season.
So Jonah, you were right. Cardiff Met were always going to get a point, weren't they?
Well, I just think, you know, they've only lost, haven't they, by one goal in every game, right? So the stats itself say to you that they're going to be there or thereabouts. If I could just make one point, Mark, on last night's game against Newtown, it was a superb game. 500 fans there. Newtown played their part in a great game. And the Met, they did have a few students there, obviously, you know, in the university itself. But I don't know who the cheerleader or who's in charge of the music department at the Met University, but they got to get them fans getting behind their team. I think they were a little bit first sort of look last night, and the Newtown players will tell you they didn't take no stick off the Cardiff Met fans. I think that the Met fans have to learn how to give other sides a tiny bit of stick and get behind their team, because their team played some tremendous football, just most probably edged the game. But one of the best games I've seen for a while last night. Fast football game. Credit to both managers and credit to the league last night.
Students, freshers, mate, they're nervous. It's the first time they've been away from home and nobody's there to cook for them. What they should remember is that the catering at Cardiff Met is absolutely superb, as recommended by the Scorio team. Moving on, analytics. How important is that to managers these days? Are Cardiff Met right to do all of the work they do around analytics?
They're important to some people, they're not important to other people. If the Met would have gone the full season and struggled and never got the type of good results again at the moment, some people would have said, there you are, they're not that important. Obviously, they're important to them at the moment. They've had two wins in a row and everybody will be saying they're good stuff. Different managers, different ways. You know, Brian Clough was a brilliant manager before stats came out. There's more modern-day managers now, I'm sure. Wenger uses the stats. Allardyce, most they say, is a massive fan of the stats, and he got the England job. To me, you know, everything's good and bad to look at, but at the end of the day, it's down to 11 against 11 on a pitch, and I think there can be a little bit too much used, and the man-management side and the inspiration of players and performances could be a little bit more important than analysis.
Well, coming up, we find out what it's like to own a magic sponge from Airbus physio Matt Donnelly. But first, let's have a look at those games coming up this weekend. A reminder that Davabet has up to a £30 refund on first bets on new accounts. Go to davabet.com. Please gamble responsibly. And that's the best place to check the live odds. 27 markets a game. And we start, Jonah, with Bangor City. Just 3 days after playing away at Rhyl, they're now away to Bala. And as we've said, it's the unveiling of the 3G. So that has really got to be a boost to Bala, hasn't it?
Oh, it'd be tremendous for Bala. Their first game at Maes Tegid. Caton will be, you know, really proud. He's been there a long time. And to see this surface being laid there now, I'm sure he'll want his players to give his supporters the performance that they deserve. But I think it could be a little bit of the Tottenham Hotspur scenario from last week. The Bangor players may rise as well, because Monaco went to Wembley and enjoyed themselves against Tottenham. Perhaps Leggy's players will go to Ballard and enjoy, you know, the first ever game at Maes Tegid, and they all enjoy themselves, and it could produce a result. It's a brilliant game for opening, Ballard against Bangor. I think there will be, you know, within the regions of 700 to 800 fans on a Friday evening. A brilliant game to be at. It's a tough one to call, Mac. Real tough one to call. Bangor, I think it'd be a great point for Bangor. I just think, looking at the table, Bangor 13 points, Bala 9 points. Maybe a must win for Bala, but what a game to start at Maes Tegid. Bala versus Bangor. Let's hope they could really surprise a few people, get plenty of goals, and maybe even press the four-figure mark in the spectators.
Yeah, no excuse. It's a Friday night game. Plenty of time to go and see Bala against Bangor. Please do get around to that game if you can. Well, Newtown host Airbus on Saturday at 2:30. And let's face it, both of these sides need more wins in the column, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. I said it was at the game, Newtown and Cardiff Met was a great game. Could have gone either way. And Chris Hughes, he was a little bit down after the game, as all managers always are. But he's got a good side at Newtown, a decent side. His back four, Craig Williams, Mills Evans, the big Viking Shane Sutton and Steph Edwards. They had a good back four, and they were a little bit unlucky with a deflection last night, but I think they'll just have enough, you know, to defeat Airbus. Bit of a derby, but I just think Newtown can just oversee Airbus at the weekend. They need the points. They definitely need the points. Newtown, you know, they're on 7 points, which is, you know, joint four teams at the bottom. So Chris Hughes will definitely want to win Saturday. Airbus, I think, will be happy to take a point, even though they're at the bottom, because a point away from home in this league is seen as a good point to anybody. I think Newtown will want the three. I think Tomo will take a point.
And the Cardiff Met Corporate Hospitality Department are on standby. Here come the Scorio Scoffers. 5:15 kickoff on a Saturday. The Scorio game is Cardiff Met against Aberystwyth. Jonah's licking his lips because what's going to be on the plate and on the pitch?
Brilliant game after the two results that people were talking about halfway through the game last night when the Met went 2-1 ahead and the news came through that Abbo had won 5-0. Everybody, you know, said, oh, what a great game to look forward to on Saturday evening now. And it's a game which could mean great significance to the two teams, because whoever wins could go in the top six after 9 games. And a couple of weeks ago, you know, everything was looking gloomy for both clubs. But Abbo spring that big shock of the 5-0 win. The Met get 2 wins in a week. Whoever gets the win here Saturday will be absolutely on fire and could end up in the top six by Saturday evening. But a great game for the Scorio Cameras. Looking at Saturday's weekend fixtures, I think it's the one I would have picked if we had to pick it again. Definitely. Great game to look forward to.
No excuse for the people of Cardiff not to get involved in that one. Gap host Rill, and I tell you what, Jonah, Jock will be livid if they let 2 points slip here, won't he?
Well, will he? Because Rill are on fire at the moment. You know, Niall McGuinness's team have surprised everybody. Don't forget, young Niall's brought in 4 or 5 players, I think, from the league below, and they're the players who are surprising people. You know, he got brought in the likes of Pura Ahmadi as well, and you know, they've gelled very, very quickly. So they will go to Gap Connors Quay with plenty of confidence. I think if I were able to bet on it, which we're not able to bet on it, of course, but I just think I'd edge because of Gap Connors Quay's experience, their strength. And again, I keep on about their will to win and their manager's will to win. I think they just might edge this Gap Connors Quay. But again, Real will go there, I'm sure, looking for the win after their run of form at the moment.
Indeed. Now, two teams in black and white meet, but of course Druids won't be wearing that kit. They'll be wearing the away kit. Who's going to win Llandudno against Kevin Druids, Jonah?
Well, the black and whites, you know, like you said, they're playing against each other. I think Llandudno with home advantage will definitely look for the 3 points here. Morgs, you know, they had a great point midweek. Like you said, they've got a point at Gap Connors Quay, so they'll be up and running. They were disappointed to lose last weekend at home with that chance in the last minute. Mark Williams, when he hit the bar, when he spun from about 3 yards out, they looked all the way to be the equaliser against Cardiff Met. But I think they'll definitely want 3 this Saturday. Huey Griffiths, you know, at Kevin Druids, they've come in and done really well. We have to mention now, and it's official, there's no cannon fodder in the Welsh Premier League this year. There's no walkover games. It's so tough to pick the winners of these six. Almost like doing the lottery. It's as hard to do the stats or pick the winners of the Welsh Premier League games, TNS apart, than it is to pick the winners in the English Premier League. That's how competitive a league it has turned into. So Llandudno and the Druids just may edge a home win, which means I go for Bala, Newtown, the Met, the Gap, and Llandudno. 5 home wins. Leave TNS out of the scenario, and a few shillings there for somebody come Sunday.
You mentioned TNS there. Finally, Carmarthen faced them, of course. It'll be very interesting, this one, because up until that Aberystwyth game, Carmarthen have been as tight as Simon Cowell's leather pants, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They've been defending well, but you know, they'll they're always, Hazelwood will love this, every, you know, I know how Hazel works, everybody, you know, TNS are smashing everybody, he'll take this like a cup final, and he'll be the proudest man in Carmarthen if they can come away with a point on Saturday. It's the type of game that he relishes, and I'm sure he'll get his lads up and TNS will know, like I said earlier on in the podcast, right, everything's going for him at the moment, they're playing well, goals are flying in, but Craig Harrison will tell you it doesn't always happen, so he'll be weary of Carmarthen as well. Don't be surprised if there's a little shock result coming up.
Well, that's your lot from me and Jonah for another week. Don't forget, Scorio S4C 515 on a Saturday is met against ABBA. But before we go, it's the feature they fear in the dugouts of Welsh football. This week, I'm going to be speaking to Matt Donnelly, who's the first team physio at Airbus. Matt, thanks for joining us in the dugout.
Not a problem.
Well, what a turnaround you have witnessed in the past couple of weeks. It must be something magic about your magic sponge with the last two results.
Yeah, but it was only a matter of time before the lads started to click. Obviously, under the new management, I think it was just a matter of time before we started getting results.
Right, so you're the physio at Airbus. What does a physio do? We always hear the myth about the magic sponge and see people running on. And what does a physio do at a club? Give us an idea of some of your tasks.
On a match day, it usually consists of getting any of the lads warmed up. So if that's similar massage before it, or getting them strapped up on any niggles, maybe some fitness test on the day. So just coming out and doing some the functional stuff of what they actually might encounter in a match and see if they're up to the match pace and they're going to be able to withstand the demands of the game there.
What do you do when you're not on the pitch?
I'm also a sports rehab with Wigan Athletic with their academy, so I'm just in between both jobs at the moment.
Crikey, two clubs across the border, as if you haven't got enough to worry about. Now, the two questions I always like asking physios, how magic is your magic sponge?
Well, at the moment, we've only got two players out, so it's quite magic at the moment.
Working a treat, you want to loan that to Carmarthen, they've got quite a few out. And then the second one is, have you had what we might call an Eva moment, where the manager has told you off for being a bit too keen for running on the pitch?
I prefer not to say.
Very wise. Matt, thanks for your time. Thanks for explaining what you do for a living out at Airbus. And it's your turn to pick the track. I'm going to just let you introduce it. You tell us who the artist is and what we're going to listen to.
It's The Art of Monkeys and Flying Storm.
Someone to kiss, someone to kick.